So when the vice presidential candidates take the stage tonight in their first and only debate before this 2012 election, it'll be a chance for Paul Ryan to make his case to the American people. And even if you don't know that Paul Ryan is a Republican congressman from Wisconsin, you may have heard of the Paul Ryan budget, also known by as the Path to Prosperity. It was the model used in legislation passed by the House of Representatives this past March, later rejected by the Senate. But on the campaign trail in local races, the Ryan budget has been something of a problem. It's rattled the dynamics in local Senate and House races across the country, something that our own Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, has been looking at for us and for a segment airing on tonight's PBS NewsHour. Todd, welcome back to the program.
Hi, John.
What have you been seeing?
Well, the Ryan budget is an interesting political case. One of the most important parts about it, and people may have heard about this, is changes to Medicare. One of the things that the Ryan budget envisions is for seniors who are, well, people who will be seniors, people 55 and younger, they'll have the option to, instead of getting their regular Medicare benefits that everybody gets now, you go to the doctor, Medicare pays, the government would give you a set amount of money, and then you'd shop on the private insurance market. Now, you've probably heard of that before because Democrats call that a voucher, and it's become a big part of this campaign. Republicans say this is the way that they're going to control the cost of Medicare for the long term. It's not unusual for Medicare to be part of a political debate in a political year, but here's what's different. This year, the Ryan budget, especially these changes to Medicare, have permeated House races and races across the country in a way that's really unusual. There is hardly, and we're told this by experts who are in the piece tonight, there is hardly a competitive House race in this nation, hundreds of them, where the Ryan budget isn't a key factor between the candidates.
And what races are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about competitive races across the country. We're talking about races in Florida. We're talking about races in New York, Ohio, Indiana, across the country. I'll take you to Florida real quick here. Let me take you to New York, if I might. The 27th District, which is in the outskirts of Buffalo, suburbs, and then into the rural parts up there in northwestern New York State. Kathy Hochul is a freshman congressman. Now, she won a special election in 2011. This was a special when another congressman had to retire in a Republican district, and she won it campaigning against the Ryan budget. She kind of became the poster child for what Democrats think they might want to do in this election, running against this Ryan budget that all House Republicans voted for. Now she's up for re-election, and she's in a dead heat. Talked to her just yesterday. Listen to Kathy Hochul.
The Ryan budget last year, when they were trying to privatize Social Security and turn it into a voucher program, it allowed me to show the crystal clear differences between myself and my opponent a year and a half ago and the person I'm running against this time. What his words are is the Ryan budget doesn't go far enough.
Right, that's the Democrat.
That's the Democrat. She's sort of acknowledging that this has been a political advantage for her. Her district has been redrawn, and it's even more Republican than it used to be. She's running against a guy named Chris Collins, former county executive, local businessman. And Collins is an interesting case. He's hasn't been in Congress. He didn't vote for the Ryan budget because he wasn't there. But everybody is asking him, do you support it or do you not? And Collins is an interesting case because candidates throughout the country are handling the Ryan budget attacks in different ways. Some say, I voted for it and I'm proud of it. Somebody like Collins handles it a little bit differently. Listen to Collins.
I've never said I support the Ryan plan. The Ryan plan is in the past. It's a Romney budget. And that's what I'm looking forward to being part of the debate in.
Chris Collins is a person trying to get into Congress who recognizes the potential political difficulty of the Ryan budget, says, I've never said I support it, but he does say he supports some of the parts of it, especially reforming Medicare to control costs. So you can see the political dynamics that are going on in a place like the New York 27th.
You mentioned the race down in Florida. What's the dynamic there?
Now, Florida is full of seniors, a totally different case, right? And we went along the east coast of Florida to two districts down there that are full of senior citizens. Jobs in the economy, sure, but these are people who are on Medicare. And you see sort of a different dynamic there. You heard of Alan West. Remember Alan West, John?
Sure.
Yeah, the Republican congressman, Tea Party favorite. He's running for re-election, voted for the Ryan budget, and he's not like Chris Collins. He voted for it. He's getting attacked by his opponent, Patrick Murphy, a local businessman who's running ad after ad after ad, saying essentially Alan West wants to take away your Medicare. Some of those ads are downright nasty. Alan West responds in a different way. Listen to him.
To continue to talk about ending Medicare as we know it, Medicare as we know it ends in 12 years. That's not Alan West. That is the actuaries and trustees of Medicare and Social Security saying those things. That's who we should listen to. And therefore, if you're in an ambush, doing nothing means people die.
Alan West, go ahead, John.
He's talking to a very sophisticated voting bloc down there in Florida who understand the details of Medicare. So while it may be easy to scare them with some rhetoric, it's not easy to trick them about the rules of Medicare.
Well, it's not always about detail. Sometimes it is, and you're right, but it's not always about detail. Alan West speaks a certain language there, but he's an example of some Republicans who are trying to turn this into an opportunity to talk about debt and rising debt, deficits, and the need to control costs, fiscal responsibility. Is it always about detail? Not really. Listen to Brian Crowley, veteran Florida journalist and political watcher. We talked to him about how Democrats are really using this Medicare issue in the election.
The Democrats have very successfully grabbed the Paul Ryan plan, dubbed it a voucher, and it just rings. It's very similar to other efforts that have been made in the past where you take one key phrase and you turn it around into a political bombshell on the other side. And there's no explaining away the word vouchers very easily. If you look at a 30-second ad that throws up the word voucher, it takes a lot more than 30 seconds to explain it away. And if you can't explain it away, you've got a problem.
Todd Zwillick, what are the other races we're going to hear about on this special at in the PBS NewsHour?
There are a couple of races in Florida. The Florida 22nd is Alan West's race. The Florida 18th, just south of that, is highly competitive. And heavy hitters from both parties are dropping in all over the place. Bill Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Eric Cantor, all flying in to try to win that race. A race in New York and one next door to that. Races across the country where the Ryan budget is affecting the dynamic. Will it be enough for Democrats to take back the House? Probably not, but it's changing the way people are running in dozens of races.
And will it affect the Barack Obama candidacy as well? Todd Zwillick, takeaway D.C. correspondent and TV superstar. You can watch Todd reporting on this story, the Ryan budget and the presidential campaign in local races on tonight's PBS NewsHour. You are talking all about the strongest woman in your life.
My mother always was the strongest woman in my life. She's since passed away, but she held everything and everyone together throughout three family illnesses, three cancers, and one horrible accident, and a few other family illnesses. She died of cancer in my arms, and her last words to me were that she would watch over me and not allow any weather worse than what I was capable of handling to hit. I'm a sailboat charter captain. My friends have witnessed storms actually parting as they approach where I'm anchored or sailing. I still feel her presence in my life, and I thank her often.
Thanks, Bruce, from down there in the Florida Keys. Stay safe, but I know your mom will keep you safe. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to weigh in on this conversation or anything else. Coming up, backlash on same-sex marriage on The Takeaway. Stay with us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.